Okay, so an idea for Purim. So we look at the end of the Megillah, the climax of everything. What do we read about? We read about how Mordechai became a gadol. And, like, this is a little bit strange. Like, we read the entire Megillah about everything which occurs to Jewish people, and then eventually at the very end how they establish Purim as a yontif. Then, like, we just have these sort of Adam psukim at the very end of Megillah about Mordechai's gadlus. And the question is, why is this chosen to be the very end of Megillah? So Esther, why is it that the Megillah finishes with these psukim about Mordechai's gadlus? So perhaps we can explain based off an idea of Maral. So Maral explains that the significance of gadlus versus a katan is that a gadol is able to be mashpia. A katan, someone who's a child, is only able to mekabel, is able to receive. But when someone becomes a gadol, now they're able to give as well. And the significance of Purim is that Purim marked the transition period from Klai Yisrael, they're previously mekabelim, and now they're going to become mashpiim. When it came to Purim, everything before that was in the time period of Torah Shebiktav, was in the era of Tanakh. What's Tanakh all about? It's about the open miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. And what do? We just receive them. We're mekabelim of that. But while we're transitioning to the era of Torah Shabbat Peh, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and now we're going to become Mashpiyim, because that's what Torah Shabbat Peh is all about. The ability of man to be Mashpiyah on Torah, to influence Torah, and that came about after the Purim story, when we're transitioning from becoming Mekablim to now becoming Mashpiyim. And perhaps for this reason, that's why the Megillah is called Megillah's Esther, because Esther in Kabbalah and the Kavah is in Mekabel. So Esther, Megillah's Esther, it's the end of the Zman of Kabbalah, but now we're transitioning from Esther to Mordechai. Mordechai, that Rizal teaches, is a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. Same way Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people Torah Shebiktav, Mordechai gave the Jewish people Torah Shebapeh. So we're transitioning from Megillah's Esther. It's the last book in all of Tanakh. It's the last time the Klai Yisrael are really going to Mekabelim, but now the Jewish people are entering to an era where we're going to become Mashpiim into the era of Mordechai. So perhaps for this reason, this is why the Megillah concludes with Mordechai's gadlus, because the lesson that we're supposed to take from the Megillah, the last two psukim of the Megillah, which we're supposed to take and internalize, is the fact that we have to become Mashpiim as well. We have to transition from being Mekablim to becoming Mashpiim. This is the whole idea of Mishloach Manos and Matanos of Yonim. The idea of Mishloach Manos is that we're giving to other people. The idea of Matanos of Yonim is that we're giving to other people. And that's really what Purim is all about. Purim, it's the time of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behested. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. But our reaction to that is now we're not going to be Mekabel anymore. We're not just going to be received, but now we're going to be Mashpiim. We're going to become givers as well. We're going to become givers through the chesed that we do, but we're also become givers in the sense that before it was Erev Torah Shebiktav, but now we're going to be Mashpiim, because now we're going to impact Torah in the time period of Kibbutz, the time period of the Torah Shebaal Peh.